Two men are scheduled to appear in court today here in Los Angeles. They are under investigation for a possible terrorist plot. The men were first arrested in connection with a string of armed robberies. Then the case took a dramatic turn. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Just after sunset along a busy boulevard in the South Bay region of Los Angeles, a masked gunman entered the gas station where Nabil Bokhtar works.
Everything's black. It's only his eyes. We can see his eyes only. It's scary. Yeah.
The robbery was part of a string of holdups in the neighborhood in less than a week. Soon police had two men in custody. 25-year-old LeVar Washington, a former gang member on parole, and 21-year-old Gregory Patterson. But the robberies quickly took a backseat to a much bigger investigation once police searched Washington's residence. There, officers reportedly found bulletproof vests and what was described as radical Islamist literature. They also found a list of locations, including local National Guard armories, the Israeli consulate, the El Al ticket counter at the L.A. airport, and synagogues in the city's Pico corridor. That's when the FBI got involved. Federal investigators aren't talking other than to confirm that the case has been turned over to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Jerome Haig, the public defender who's representing LeVar Washington, says he's unaware of any allegations linking his client to a terrorist plot. He says Washington, who converted to Islam while in prison, had been holding down a steady job since his release.
He was doing fine. He was reporting to his parole officer. He was complying with all his terms and conditions of parole. So right now, I'm dealing with this case the way I would deal with any other case that I have.
Haig says his client just met Gregory Patterson, also a recent convert to Islam. Patterson, who has no criminal record, worked at a duty-free shop in the international terminal at LAX. Within hours of the men's arrest, LAPD Chief William Bratton spoke with Jewish leaders in the Pico corridor and beefed up security. At Munchie's candy store on Pico Boulevard, several customers like Israela Fishbein say they have noticed the increased police presence.
People were talking about it, that they had the police department were here.
Down the street at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, Rabbi Abraham Cooper says he's stunned by what police found.
The fact that a synagogue, a house of worship, with no political agenda whatsoever, would find its way to a terrorist list that was in the possession of fellow American citizens. That is a terrible development and a depressing one.
Former FBI agent Clint Van Zandt has no direct knowledge of the ongoing investigation, but he says federal authorities have been worried about a homegrown threat in the form of prison gang members who get drawn into radical Islam.
Now, potentially, they are card-carrying, passport-carrying, full-blown U.S. citizens who have been released from the prison system, who have been caught up in this new religion, this new sense of being self-worth, self-esteem, and who could be targeted against America.
But prison chaplain Paul Rogers says he's skeptical. Rogers says once released, gang members tend to look out for themselves.
They generally don't have, let's say, national terrorism on their minds. Their self-interest is usually turf and money.
Both Washington and Patterson remain in jail. Both have pleaded not guilty. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.